This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In episode 22 of the Happier with Gretchen Rubin podcast, my co-host and sister Elizabeth and I interviewed singer, songwriter, author Roseanne Cash. We talked about many things, including her brilliant memoir, Composed, which I love, and her Grammy Award-winning album, The River and the Thread. At one point in the interview, she talked about what it was like to work with her husband, the Grammy Award-winning musician, producer, songwriter, and recording engineer, John Leventhal. And she told a story that resonated with me deeply, and that I'm still thinking about years after this interview. Here's Roseanne Cash.
For me and John, he can be very hard on me.
Like high standards?
Yes, high standards hard, not punitive hard.
Right,
but
right.
And sometimes I want to get away from that and go to somebody who thinks I'm just great. Everything I do is great.
You're awesome.
You're so awesome. Yeah. Every word out of your mouth is just so awesome.
First take. There we go. We did it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, this is classic. Last year, I was doing a guest session on somebody else's album, and John, we were in Nashville, and it was this band, Hardworking Americans, and they asked me to sing on the song, so John just went with me to hang out. This is so unusual for John. He does not go hang out at other sessions. So he was sitting.
He's kind of a workaholic.
He is. So he was sitting in the other room, and I finished the session, and we left. He didn't say anything. I said, "So, how'd you like it?" He goes, "I would have pushed you harder."
But in a way, that's a compliment, too.
Yeah.
But it gets tiring.
It gets exhausting.
I would have pushed you harder. To me, this story captures an important tension that exists within loving relationships. We want the people around us to accept us unconditionally. And we also want them to expect the best from us. And this captures how we feel ourselves about the people we love. We love them just the way they are, totally. And at the same time, we want to push them harder. My sister Elizabeth is a TV writer, and so is her husband, Adam. She told me the story of how once she gave a TV script to Adam to read for critique, and when he gave her notes, she got very upset. Really, she just wanted him to tell her that the script was great. But he wanted to make it better. It's one of my aphorisms. The opposite of a profound truth is also true. Love accepts you just as you are, and love insists that you live up to your potential. Love is unconditional, and love is demanding. Here's Roseanne Cash singing When the Master Calls the Roll from the album The River and the Thread, produced and arranged by John Leventhal.
Can this union be preserved? The soldier boy was crying. I will never travel back to her, but not for lack of trying. It's a love of one sweet lass that made the boy a hero. But a rifle ball and a cannon blast cut him down to zero. Oh, Virginia, whence I came, I'll see you. This time from 6 feet under. Lo, the season may come. Lo, the season may go. One man is torn asunder. Will someday be made whole. When the master calls the roll.
Love says, you're brilliant. And love says, you can do better. If you want to listen to the entire interview with Roseanne Cash, I'll post a link to episode 22 in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.